In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wanted to begin this morning by sharing a true story. It has to do with Metropolitan Hierosimos and me, but it's a story from the distant past, at least from the perspective of a person's life, because it's a story from 1986-87. While I was at seminary, I spent 2.5 years working on something called the Orthodox Action Line. And that was before there was that thing called the interweb. And when people had questions about the faith or wanted to talk or felt lonely or anything else, there was an 800 line that you could call. You reached the seminary and you would reach a live person. And I was one of those persons. The supervisor of that project was then the Archdeacon Hierosimos. So we got to know each other rather well. I spent 2.5 years working on that project while I was at seminary. And I remember His Eminence telling us one time as we were discussing the calls that we receive and whatnot, that he would say, "Don't ever destroy somebody else's reality unless you are prepared to invest the time and the energy to help them create a new one." And that's very good advice. We encounter that very often, don't we, in just our daily life, right? If somebody comes up to us and starts just randomly saying things that are completely irrational, they're a total stranger, you know, we just kind of bow our heads and nod and say, you know, "Good to see you, good morning," we keep moving. We don't have the time or the energy or really the means to sit down and help that person create a new reality. But if we think about what it means to be a Christian, if we think about who Jesus Christ is, our religion is really all about changing realities. This morning is the account of the healing of the Gadarene demoniac. Definitely a reality-changing event for him and for the people around him, but especially for him, somebody who goes from being horribly possessed to being in his right mind. It's not just during his earthly ministry that Jesus changes realities. We have a witness to that in this morning's epistle reading, as St. Paul gives part of his testimony and how awful he was prior to his conversion. So again, Jesus continues to change realities. This is the whole purpose of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Really, the whole purpose of the church is to help us change realities. Now, what about this business of emotional wellness and spiritual wellness, or the other side of that, emotional illness and spiritual illness? How do they fit in together? During the time of Jesus, it was assumed, I think if it's fair to read into the scripture, it was assumed that everyone who had any kind of illness that wasn't physical was somehow demon-possessed. And it didn't matter if the person was in fact demon-possessed or had some sort of other illness. Everybody was demon-possessed. And then the 20th century especially, modern, and I put that in quotation marks, you can visualize me doing air quotes, I try not to do air quotes, but modern Christians said, you know what, everybody who was demon-possessed in the Bible, they were just emotionally or mentally ill. But we Orthodox know differently, right? Because we know that all illness has a spiritual component, and all illness is an opportunity for some sort of a spiritual change for the better. It doesn't matter if it's an emotional or a physical illness. Healing is always integrated. That emotional healing, spiritual healing, physical healing, they all come together. And that's why hospital visits are so important for clergy, because we know that even if someone is in the hospital for a relatively routine procedure, that very often as they lay there in their bed and think about their life and where they've been and where they're going, it's a great time for dialogue and a great time really for repentance. Can prayer and fasting by themselves cure all illnesses? Remember in Scripture, Jesus says, this kind can only be driven out by prayer and fasting. And we know from our experience that can't possibly be true. Because if, God forbid, one of us were to break a limb today, we wouldn't go home and pray and fast. We would go to the emergency room and have that limb repaired. Now at the emergency room, probably en route to the emergency room, and thereafter, we certainly would be praying. We certainly would call for the clergy to come and anoint us with unction, with oil for healing. But we know that the healing that our leg needs comes from God, but through the hands of medical personnel. So we don't replace prayer and fasting, but prayer and fasting is all part of the whole healing program. And remember that God can heal anyone any way he wants to, but most often he chooses to heal us through very practical means. He works through us to make us well. We are in life very, very often his healing agents. And then as we consider this whole business of healing, healing takes time and effort, doesn't it? If a person has a bad break to the leg, it takes time for that leg to mend. And then once it's healed, then there has to be some program of physical therapy to make sure that there's range of motion and then to make sure that the muscles have been restored to their former strength, etc. And that is just the nature of healing. It takes time and effort. Now, if you've been paying attention to the Familion for the past more than several months, every month we've included a feature called Family Matters. And these have been articles about families, about marriages, child rearing, and very, very often marriages that relate these themes to emotional wellness. And we've asked Cynthia and Marcus, who are actually away while Cindy runs a half marathon today, but we've asked them to contribute to this very often to marriage and family therapists. And the idea is to get us thinking about the need for our wellness, our individual wellness, our family wellness. We know that very, very often generational issues can harass families, dog families, and that we know that wellness in a family can also have a generational effect. And so those of us who might be here today who are from third generation alcoholic family, which I don't speak of theoretically, we know that we can break all of those horrible chains of events through becoming well, and then we can have then familial generations that follow us that are together and well and whole. And selfishly as a pastor, I want to have healthy families in our church and healthy people, because healthy families make healthy parishes, and we all know that, right? Because this is just one more way of acting out on the way we conduct ourselves in families. And so families that are forgiving, families that are joyful, well, they make for forgiving, joyful parishes. And all of you who have been around church your whole life, you know exactly how that works. So now it's time, if you will, for us as a parish to take the next step with regard to wellness. And this coming Wednesday, just a few days from today, will be the first of what will be several throughout the year, the first Wellness Wednesday. And perhaps there's a better name for that, but the idea is we'll get together the last Wednesday of the month from time to time and talk about issues of our emotional wellness. And Cindy and Marcus have agreed to spearhead that for us. And we'll meet right downstairs at 7 p.m. This month we'll be talking about the issue of stress. And specifically try to answer the question, what goes on in our brain when we feel stress? What things in our lives escalate stress? And how do we form a wellness plan to deal with stress? And that's a great that's a great theme, because I don't know about you, but stress is really one of the defining elements of my own life, and I actively work to try to ameliorate the stress that comes from the joyful privilege of doing this work. And so I think, if we had done perhaps a theme on how to cure yourself of bingo addiction, maybe not a lot of people would have come. And if anybody is a bingo addict, talk to me. But if we did a theme like stress, I think a lot of people would be interested in that. And I hope that because we are kicking off this Wellness Wednesday ministry, that a lot of us would come not only out of curiosity, but to address this subject of stress. Certainly, you could come, I would hope you would come, to support Cindy and Marcus and to show that expanding our ministries into this realm means something to us. That's 7 p.m. Wednesday. Because here is the truth. After hearing those words of Metropolitan Hierosimos all those decades ago, those words are what? That don't try to change someone's reality unless you're prepared to invest the time and energy in helping them construct a new one. After hearing those words, I've really tried to live by them. And I hope in the past 8.5 years that we've been together that you've seen me do that, right? Because when I preached about confession and keep preaching about confession, well, you know that I'm always available for confession. And those of you out there who come to confession know that you can text me, email me, phone me, and say, can we meet today at 2:25 p.m.? And I'll say, for sure. Or I'll say, how about 4 o'clock instead of 2:25? So I have invested the time and energy, if you will, to follow up on this call to come to confession. And I very often will talk in the context of sermons and other contexts about the need to work for our church, to support our church, to pitch in together to help to make our parish a better place, to help to grow our parish. And I've invested the time and energy in helping to teach people how to do that and encouraging all of us in here to construct ways to grow the church. And you've heard me talk from time to time, I hope, about the need for relational ministries, that the best ministries are not ministries that involve being talked at, but ministries where we can talk to each other. And we've invested the time and energy in doing that with regard to how we have our teen ministry, in our young adult ministry, in our women's ministry, in our faith and fellowship especially. These are all relational ministries. So we have invested the time and the energy in constructing these relational ministries that are so important. So I stand up here this morning on this Sunday of the healing of the Gadarene demoniac, dear brothers and sisters, and I just say that it's also necessary for us, as we do all these wonderful things in the parish, as we consider our lives, it's necessary for us to follow the example of those who have come before us, starting from the people who knew Jesus himself, but those Christians who've come before us. And it is necessary for us to address our emotional wellness. And when I use that first person plural, not as a rhetorical device, but in all sincerity, all of us need to address our emotional wellness. And I wouldn't stand up here and say that without offering some sort of a solution to that need. Remembering that it does take time and it does take energy to become well. So this Wednesday, our first Wellness Wednesday, I simply invite all of us to come and spend an hour or so listening to a discussion that might help all of us, a discussion about how it is we deal with the stress in our lives. And together, we will work to continue to change the reality of how it is we deal with our own emotional health.